I have one major goal this morning in this lesson. I've been teaching for a long time, and I know you're not going to remember two-thirds of what I said, but I want you to remember this thing. My goal this morning is to help every Christian in this audience and everybody listening to this lesson to broaden your vision with regard to how you can participate in world evangelism. So I want to say that again. My goal is to help every Christian in this audience, myself included, please, to be challenged to broaden your vision as far as your participation in world evangelism is concerned. Now, we're going to go about that in several ways. We're going to start with 2 Timothy chapter 2, which is our theme passage. This verse says, "In the things which you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit those to faithful people who will also be able to teach others." The word in my version is faithful men, but it's the word anthropos, which stands for human beings. God's message is to be spread because people share with other faithful people who share with other faithful people, and so on. And when we work God's plan works. That's the theme. Now, we just had our scripture reading from Matthew chapter 13. My lesson today is not about the wheat and the tares. I have one point to make from that parable. Jesus explains what that parable means in the same chapter 13 of Matthew, beginning in verse 36. But I want to look at verse 38 because he says one thing there that I want to stress. He answered and said to them, "He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man." That's our Lord Jesus Christ. "The field," he says, "is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the wicked one." So our Lord in this parable speaks about sowing seed. That's spreading the message of the gospel. And he says the field is the world. That's point number one. Lutz, Florida is a pretty important place. Just look at the people around you. But I have to tell you, most people on earth don't know who you are. And they don't know how to say Lutz either. And frankly, they don't care about Lutz. But Lutz is a part of the world. And for us, it's especially important. But for a Christian, Lutz is one piece of the field. An important piece, yes. But just one piece. Because the field, beloved, is the world. And there's our world. So I'm pausing a moment so you can just look. This is the world in 2023. I was just right there on the Black Sea. Could you find Romania on a map? No. So that's your first assignment, as you broaden your vision. After today, I hope you can find Romania on a map. And lots of other places. Because it's part of broadening your vision. There are lots of other places we could point out, but I want to use this map this way this morning. You had referenced in our prayer this morning, Matthew 28, verse 19, where Jesus said, "You go and you make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." So when Jesus left this earth, having spent his time here to give his life for us, He told his disciples, you go and tell everybody else and bring them to me. That's the message. So let me explain to you what you're in for today. There are 195 nations and 39 dependencies for a total of 234 nations, we could call it. A dependency is a country that is not recognized by the United Nations. They depend on another nation. Like for us, Puerto Rico is one of those. 234 nations all over this earth. And secondly, I wanted to point out that as of now, we're at about 8.04 billion people on the earth. And you can see the distribution of the people. Let's just talk about this a minute. Asia, 4.64 billion, that's 60% of the population on the earth. That's this part of the earth. Africa, 17%, that's this piece. Europe, 10%, that's this piece. Latin America, that's all of this. Central Caribbean and South America, all this piece. And North America, that's this continent, 5%. And Oceania, which is all these ocean pieces down here, is about 0.5%. Jesus said, you make disciples of all the nations. And may I make one point right here? If I were to close my eyes and take this pointer and point it to something, well, that's not good because in the middle of the ocean. How about right there? I will tell you that most any place I point, there's not a church of the Lord's people. Because we're not there. I ask you, beloved, to broaden your vision as I try to broaden mine. Let's turn next to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I want to stop and give you time to turn there. If you're a guest with us today, thank you for being here. And if you don't have your own Bible, there's one in the pew, and the person next to you can show you right where this passage is. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. While you're getting to that passage, let me give you a little bit of background. This chapter is about the churches in Macedonia and Achaia being willing to share their wealth with the poor saints in Jerusalem. That's what it's about. It's about benevolence. At that particular time on earth, the Jerusalem saints and the Judean saints were suffering terribly for lots of reasons, but they were poor people. So churches from other parts of the world were willing to share with them in their need. Start with me in verse 12, 2 Corinthians 8. For if there's first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. So, point number one, he's saying to these saints in Corinth that God's going to judge you based on what you have, not what you don't have. And he's making the point that right now you have more than they do. So if you'll read on, verse 13, for I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance may also supply your lack, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. The point is, let's share. Isn't that the point? Right now, your abundance, he says, should help supply their lack. Now, I know that this is taking this passage and doing something with it that's not the direct purpose. But I'm convinced the principle's the same. This is talking about benevolence. And by the way, may I add that some of you gave extra benevolent help to me to share with people in Romania. Thank you for that, because there are needs there. And we were able to help some there who don't have what you have. And that's wonderful. And may God multiply our efforts that way. But I want to apply it to evangelism. That's where we're talking today. I want us to think about how does this principle apply to evangelism. So I want to give you some statistics. Now understand, I'm not sure the Lord cares about numbering his people right now. But there are people that try to do it. And there's a website here called churchzip.com that's tried to collect information about how many members of the churches of Christ around the world there are and where they are. Please understand, this is not considered to be a total count of the number of Christians on the earth. Nobody knows that. And I hope there's a whole lot more. But it is an interesting set of statistics to show you something I want to make a point about. So watch, everybody's eyes up here. First of all, across the top, the congregations, the members, and the elderships. I want to talk, first of all, about folks in the United States versus people not in the United States. So let me get a better pointer here. In the United States, there are 11,772 congregations that call themselves churches of Christ or something like that and practice similar things. Understand, nobody says that's a complete number. In the rest of the world, there's 29,706 congregations. But here's the worst part. Of the total number of members, there's 1.09 million in the United States and 680,000 in the rest of the world. And of congregations that have an eldership, in this count, there are 1,437 of them in the United States and 232 everywhere else. Well, why is that? Because the average congregation in America is 93 members. The average congregation everywhere else on earth is 23. In Romania, the church in Bucharest has about 15 to 20, and the church in Constanza has about that many. That's not untypical of everywhere else on earth. Make another point here. 4.7% of the world's population, percent of the world's population is in the USA. In fact, it's a little less than that. 62% of the world's New Testament Christians are in the USA. Beloved, would you say that's an unequal distribution of labor? There's something wrong with that picture. But the fact is, the United States of America is blessed at this point in time to be the place on earth that has more Christians than anywhere else. And that's a wonderful thing. Just look around you. How many congregations are there with this many people sitting here? Very few. I'm not belittling that. I'm thankful to God. I'm here, and am I not? I'm thankful. But I want to broaden my vision, and I hope you do too. There's something I can do personally, more than I'm doing, to help the gospel get to the whole world, not just Lutz. So just think of the opportunities. First of all, think of how much we have here. Just look at this church. There's 400 people here. Think of the opportunities with this many people who care about the Lord. And I think practically all of you, and I don't want to put any tools out there, but practically everybody here is passionate. Are you not for Jesus? I think so. So opportunities, the ease of access to information. It never ceases to amaze me. I'm in a class and I'm asking for information. My students, which if they're less than 20 years old, punch three times and they have me the answer. Kind of makes me mad. Because sometimes I make them want to do homework, but they've already done their homework before I got three minutes down the lesson. But think about the access you have to information. It's incredible. Think about the ease of ability to connect with others around the world. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Think how relatively inexpensive it is to travel all over this world. Folks, 200 years ago, you couldn't get out of the United States to go somewhere else if your life depended on it. You didn't have to have the fortune of King Croesus. Some of you in this audience just got back from Europe. So did I. It's incredible. Personal connection through electronic media. I have to give you this illustration, class. You're my class now. While we were in Romania, in Bucharest, on Saturday afternoon, Kerry Keenan, who was with me on that, got on his computer via Zoom and had a Bible study with a girl in China. And on the same Zoom study were people in Temple Terrace, Florida, people in two other cities in the United States, and three different countries. And we were in Romania. That makes me want to fall off this stage. You can have connections with anybody on earth. And by the way, most of the folks in Romania have a telephone, even though they're poor. And a whole lot of them have computers. So the question is, what can I do? And I'm telling you, beloved, we can do more than ever in the history of mankind to get the gospel to 195 countries and 39 dependencies. It's an incredible time. So I'm going to start this way. You are already doing a lot, folks sitting in this audience, as part of this church. You're already doing a lot. God bless you for it. You're supporting local evangelists and the young preacher training program here at Livingston. We're glad to have Colin with us this time. And I can tell you, our evangelists in this congregation are busy working hard. And I hope you're lifting up their hands and encouraging them. They're busy. And people are being taught the gospel. But I will tell you, we haven't touched the hem of the garment, folks. We're supporting evangelists around the world in this church. I think not anywhere near what we could do. But I want to share with you another map that was prepared by Gary Kaufman to put on our website. And I wanted to give a shout out to Gary Kaufman, who's our deacon that's kind of taken extra responsibility for this. And you may have noticed before our services, every time now, you have pictures up here of the folks we're supporting. I love that. Here are the folks we're supporting right now. Daryl Townsend in the Florida prisons. That's wonderful. There's some of you in this audience that are teaching prisoners. That's another foreign country, folks. You've broadened your vision. There are people doing that today that weren't doing that a year ago. God bless you. Do you get my point? That's another thing to think about. Could you help teach somebody in prison? Yes, you could. From your house. You don't have to go to the prison. We're supporting Jose Luis Martinez in Colombia. Some of you know him directly. Some of you have direct contact with him. I hope this church will start to think, how can I get more connected with him if that's a place you're interested in? We're supporting Samson Walker in Liberia. I just learned that he's going to be here with us next Sunday. I'm thankful to hear that, so we can get to know him better. We need to do some things about that and help him. Bogdan Luta up here in Romania, we'll come back to. Oscar Gumialo and Leopoldo Aquino in the Philippines. And Godwin and Zuberi in Tanzania, where Andrew has been. And we know more about them than the rest of them because of his wonderful work. But folks, that's 5 countries out of 234. I'm asking you, can you broaden your vision to help some way? Yes, there's all kinds of opportunities. And it's no way I can spell all that out. Be creative, Christian. Training our children at home and in their Bible classes to be lights in the world, that's part of world evangelism. Critically important. And God be thanked for what you're doing here in that regard. Guest evangelism and Invite a Friend Sunday and VBS, all of these things you're helping with right here as we try to get the message of Jesus out. And did you know we've just recently purchased a translation program to help Spanish speakers be able to know what I'm saying in English, in Spanish, as I speak? Spanish speakers, is it working? Maybe not today, huh? But it has been. By the way, we took that package to Romania and it didn't work very well over there, so we got to get better at that. But I want to show you something, folks. Not only do we have a program that will function in our assemblies, and we hope to broaden to other languages. That's a wonderful thing, and hope we can get more people who are Spanish speakers to come and be with us and also participate without having to have a translator stand up here and go back and forth like we had to do over in Romania. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But let me talk about you personally. Google has a translation tool that is free that you can use. And by the way, some of your brothers and sisters in Christ in Romania were using it every day I was there, because they got it free too on their telephone. And they were translating my English into their Romanian. You can translate any language on earth from Google into English from whatever language it is. And let me just show you real quick, our IT guys, by the majesty of modern technology, are going to toggle to the website, right? All right, so here you are. I hope everybody's watching, because I want you to go home today or tomorrow and do this. You can go to translate.google.com. It's free. Don't tell me you can't afford it. And over here on this side, if you will enter text in whatever language you want, it will detect what language it is without your telling it. Now, I know he's got Romanian stuck up here, but he didn't have to do that, because I tried it and it worked. So now he's going to enter. This is a Romanian letter I got from Ionuț Corlan a couple of weeks ago in Romanian. In less than a second, it translated it into English. Okay? Don't tell me, beloved, you can't communicate with somebody else on earth. Yes, you can. And they with you. You don't have to worry if you can't speak their language. So what a tool. It's utterly amazing. Now let's toggle back. Is that amazing? Toggle. You know what that means? You hit two buttons. What are we already doing? You're sending Andrew Roberts and me and others to encourage and support local work where we support the evangelists. You're already doing that. You know what the elders' goal is? That somebody from this church goes to every one of the people we're supporting personally and visits them. Folks, there is nothing to replace that. I don't care how many electronics you have, it doesn't replace personal visits. And it is our view as elders in this church that we should not be supporting anybody on this earth whom we do not know personally by somebody in this church. So, may I ask you to be thinking, who in this church is going to go to the Philippines and see the two brethren we're supporting over there? We want to do that within the next year or so. And Jose Luis. We already have some of our folks that have been there. Y'all have been there, haven't you? That's what I thought. We need somebody to go to every place we're supporting. And it's absolutely within our budget and our prerogatives. And here's the other thing, and this is the point I made at the beginning, and this is my second time to emphasize it. You know, there's three rules of teaching, right? This is the second repetition. We want every family and or every individual in this church to be connected with some other family of Christians or a Christian somewhere else on earth. Lutz doesn't count. So will you take that as a personal challenge? I'm going to connect with somebody somewhere else on earth. I hope so. But what more can I do? Broaden your vision. And now let's talk for a few moments about Romania. I'm going to talk really fast. But what I'm going to do is introduce you to a lot of people. And every one of these, somebody in this church should connect with, I hope. Now, you know, I'm just talking about Romania. We're supporting men in 7 or 8 different places. So don't get hung up on Romania, but I'm throwing out everybody I can think of for you to connect with over there. And we'll talk about them as we go. So first of all, here are the guys that went from the United States. These four right here, Kerry Keenan, myself, Kyle, and Brent Forsyth. Brent, myself, and Kerry all preached in Romania in the 1990s at the same time. So it was a unique opportunity for us to do it again. And I can tell you, we had a lot of fun reuniting with people and being with each other. It was a wonderful experience. You need to go with somebody like Andrew next time he goes to Tanzania. But I'll let Andrew decide if you're good enough to go. Because that's a different place, right, Andrew? I mean, I wouldn't send just everybody over there. Romania is not quite as third world as Tanzania. But the three of us had a wonderful time, and Kyle was there for the first time. And Kyle is wanting to be an evangelist himself. In fact, he and some young men are trying to start a new church in a new area of Chicago. Is that a foreign country? Probably the most dangerous country on earth right now. But he is anxious with some help to start a church there in a place where there is not one. God bless him. And by the way, he was a big help, especially with technology over there. I mean, if we had a techie problem, it was Kyle. He was the second Stephen. So it was wonderful. All right, so that's who went. And first thing we did when we got there, besides get a night's sleep, we started immediately the next day having Bible studies at our apartment. And fellows came from lots of different places, and here's one of them. His name is Ionuț Cortelan, and I love this man because we've known him from way back when we first went over there. He's from the West, but here is he and his wife taken many years ago. We won't talk about how many. But they, of course, took us into their home in Severin and had us for food. And, of course, that's what they do all the time. And here he is today. I think he's better looking today, frankly, than he was there. And this is his son, Sorin, who is a baby back here. And Sorin is a grown-up man now, and he can translate into English, and he's a great Bible student. And can I just say this to you? Ionuț is one of our disciples. 2 Timothy 2. He has taught faithful people in Severin. There's a good church there, including his son, who's better than he is in terms of using English. And he's more effective than he is in doing a number of things. So he has taught another faithful person who is in the process of teaching other faithful people. And that's the way it works. Don't you want to be a part of that? You don't have to do it personally, but you can get involved. So it was a thrill to have these men with us. And by the way, Ionuț taught one of our Bible lessons, this man. And it was amazing how he's grown and how mature he is in the faith. It is thrilling. And here's another man we had never met. How about saying that last name? Ioan Fratostitianu is preaching now in Craiova where there is no church. He's trying to get one started. And here's Nelu from Timișoara. Nellu has two sons. They're grown up to be big, strapping boys now. There's a good, strong church in Timisoara. He also preaches in Pechuno, which is right down the road. And he's been doing that for years. And he sent, after this week that we had together of studying the Bible, and let me get to it here, because he sent an email to everybody that helps support him. And I want to read you some things Nellu said. This guy. I was invited to a conference in Bucharest, about 360 miles from Timisoara. We rejoiced to be together with preachers from Bucharest, Constanza, Craiova, Severin, Timisoara, as well as brothers from the United States. All of these studies were wonderful and welcome for building our courage as teachers of the gospel. We tackled some profound problems and challenges we Christians face, and especially as teachers of the gospel. Can I interrupt his quote there to say to you, what we did over there was we encouraged the preachers and the members to stand up for Jesus in a rotten world. And I was asked to do some lessons on transgenderism, so of course I stole Todd Chandler's material. And by the way, with his permission. And we got it translated into Romanian, which was quite a task because there's a bunch of stuff in there that's more science than Bible. And we taught two different lessons on that topic for those men, and they just couldn't thank us enough. And Nellu says it. I thank God for the time and the opportunity of our encouragement together in His Word. That's what you, church, did for me and those who went over there to help them. Thank you. It was a worthwhile effort. And here's the young man we're supporting over there. At one time, we were supporting Marian Otvos. Most of you who have been here any length of time remember him because he came here and spoke for us, didn't he, not that long ago. Marian now lives over near Eustis, Florida. He's retired officially from full-time evangelism. But this young man is his 2 Timothy 2:2. He taught him. He baptized him. And by the way, the way Bogdan became a Christian is through Marian's daughter, Roxy Otvos, who brought him to the Lord to learn. She didn't teach him. She brought him. And he came, and he started studying with Marian and others and started worshiping with them and eventually was baptized. And then later he met this beautiful lady, Diana, who was not a Christian. And he studied with her, as did others, and she became convinced also. And a couple of years after they married, she was baptized into Christ. And I can tell you, your heart needs to rejoice that this young couple has decided to take on the responsibility of full-time work in evangelism and that you're a part of it. It's a blessing. And let's see what else I wanted to tell you. I think those are the points I want to make. But now, what I want to do with you, because my hope is we're going to get more closely connected because of this lesson. I want you to get more closely connected to these two because you're supporting Bogdan. So I've asked them to put up a video, and they sent it to me this last week. And thanks to the wonders of our techie guys, I want you to see Bogdan and Diana. And they're going to talk to you right now. And here's the way we're going to do it. This is live from over there. Of course, it's a video right now. They're not actually doing it right now. But they're going to be talking to you. And we're going to stop them so I can translate into English. Now, I'm not that good. I have it written down. But this will give you an idea how we had to do it over there when you spoke in English and translated into Romanian. That's the way you got to do it, only the other way around. So may I introduce to you Bogdan and Diana Luta. Let's go. You need me to click it?
Bună dimineața, mă numesc Luță Bogdan, ea este frumoasa mea soție Diana, iar noi slujim pe Dumnezeu în Biserica lui Hristos din București, România, unde eu lucrez ca evanghelist. Cel mai probabil că mulți dintre dumneavoastră știați deja aceste lucruri, însă prin acest scurt video puteți să ne și vedeți și să auziți acestea chiar din partea noastră. Bună dimineața,
Good morning. My name is Bogdan Luta. She is my wife, Diana. And we serve God and the Church of Christ in Bucharest, Romania, where I work as an evangelist. Most likely you already knew these things, but through this short video, you can see us and hear us. Okay? Technology.
Bună dimineața, mă numesc Luță Bogdan, ea este frumoasa mea soție Diana, iar noi slujim pe Dumnezeu în Biserica lui Hristos din București, România, unde eu lucrez ca evanghelist. Cel mai probabil că mulți dintre dumneavoastră știați deja aceste lucruri, însă prin acest scurt video puteți să ne și vedeți și să auziți acestea chiar din partea noastră.
Vreau
să știți că ne-am bucurat foarte mult de vizita fraților din state și nu ne vine să credem că a trecut deja o lună de când Domnul ne-a permis să ne bucurăm.
We really enjoyed the visit of the brothers from the States, and we cannot believe it's already nearly a month since the Lord allowed us to enjoy this wonderful privilege.
De aceste minunate privilegii de a fi împreună. Vă mulțumim totodată fiecăruia dintre dumneavoastră pentru sprijinul pe care această biserică, în care el slujește ca bătrân, l-a oferit și l-oferă atât lui cât și nouă celor din București. Vrem să mulțumim din inimă pentru toată generozitatea și pentru tot sprijinul pe care îl oferiți ca această lucrare de aici din România să aibă continuitate. Suntem plini de recunoștință și sperăm ca în urma acestei vizite a fratelui Buddy și în urma acestui scurt video să putem crea conexiuni mai profunde.
Did you hear Frate Buddy in there? That's me. We're grateful for the support that this church where Brother Buddy serves as an elder offered both to him and to us and to those in Bucharest. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all the generosity and support you offer so that this work can continue. We are grateful and we hope after this visit of Brother Buddy and with this short video we can create deeper connection.
Profunde între noi. Vă mărturisim că vă purtăm în inimile noastre, deși nu ne cunoaștem cu toții personal. Știm de existența voastră, de frați în credință în Hristos, pentru care noi ne rugăm ca Dumnezeu să îngrijească de nevoile voastre, de slăbiciunile fiecăruia dintre dumneavoastră și să vă țină credincioși până la finalul acestei călătorii.
We carry you in our hearts, and although we don't all know each other personally, we know you are our faithful brethren. And we pray that God will take care of everyone's needs and weaknesses and keep you faithful until the end of our journey.
Vă oferim binecuvântările noastre, iar Dumnezeu să fie cu voi, cu toți, până la sfârșitul veacurilor. Amin.
Bye!
We're sure you will have a wonderful Sunday because you started it in the most beautiful way, finding yourself in the house of God, worshiping Him and partaking of the Lord's Supper as He commanded. Be you blessed, brethren, and may God be with you all until the end of time. Amen. And bye. So, that's almost like being with Him, isn't it? Isn't it amazing what you can do? So you know what I hope? I hope there isn't a family in this church that isn't doing that with somebody somewhere else on earth. Look, folks, your children need to be connected with their children. And they can do it better than you can. Broaden your vision. All right, we also encouraged members in the church there in Bucharest. Here is a favorite family of mine, Doru and Vali Kokala. Vali is an English teacher. She and Diana both speak English very well. Vali better, because she teaches it. Her husband, Doru, was a policeman for 35, 40 years. He's just retired. And he's a faithful Christian. and those two were baptized when we were over there. So they're at least 30 years in the church. They're part of our 2 Timothy 2, too. And they are rocks in this church. I wish some of you would get directly connected with Doro and Vali. It'll enrich your life. Much more to be said. They have a grown daughter who's married, hasn't become a Christian yet. And they're sorry about that. They think she's close. But she's not there yet. But faithful Christians, solid as a rock. And here is Alex Atvos, the oldest son of Marius, Marian, who was the preacher we supported. Alex is a rock in this church. And you see he's a little bit hefty. That's only because he was an Olympic wrestler for the country of Romania. He's tough as nails, but he's a solid Christian. He's recently married Cetasella. And they have a beautiful relationship. And they are rocks in this church. And you need to get to know them because I'm expecting, and I told them this like I tell you, you need to have babies. Lots of babies. And by the way, he's working for an international company and doing quite well financially also. And here are some other folks, Anna and Donna, Lucia, Alex and Lavinia. They're not married. They're boy and girlfriend here. And that's her mother, who's not a Christian. Alex is not a Christian yet, but he's been coming. And then I brought these three back. I call them the three deaconesses of the church in Bucharest, Vali, Cetasella, and Diana. All of them speak English. They're all married. They're all developing as Christians. They're wonderful young ladies. And look, everywhere we were over there in Bucharest, they were there fixing stuff and bringing food. And after we finished every class we had, they were around cleaning up our apartment before they left. That's these people. Incredible. So we were also invited to Doran and Volley's apartment for dinner, and they fed all of the whole crew, and we had a long Bible study. We went. This is the apartment they rented for us. And by the way, you helped pay for that apartment. Thank you. Because it was a great gathering place. And we met there many times like this with groups of people. And this was where Yonutz was teaching. You see all that food right there? That came from those three women. And this was after morning services on Sunday in Bucharest. And I have this picture for several reasons. One is here's the husband of Anna, who wasn't in the other picture, but they're both attending now. There's Alex. And way in the back here is a guy you can't see very well with a beard. That's Marian's other son who's not faithful. And we spent time with him. And it was great. We didn't convert him, but we're working on it. And it was wonderful. And here's the last class we had before the guys from the West left. And why I want this up here is because this man, Yonutz, after we all got through with our Bible study and all said our goodbyes, this was what we did last. This man led us in a prayer. And we all cried like babies. Because we didn't want to separate. It was amazing. Because it was like they were bonded to our hearts. And they felt the same way. And see, I want that for every single Christian. You can have that with somebody else on earth. You don't want to miss it. And here's where they get to meet now. Do you know that the Church of our Lord has no existence in Romania in terms of legal? They don't exist. So you say, okay, the church is going to go rent a place here in this building. No, the church doesn't exist. So it's a problem in getting a place to meet. And these people aren't wealthy enough to raise the money themselves to buy something, especially in Bucharest. So I got to meet with them. We all did. The first night they met in this place, it was brand new. And here's what it looked like inside. Pretty nice room. And the guy who runs it gave him a 7-year contract. That's unheard of, folks. Somehow the Lord was with us on that one. I was thrilled to get to teach the first lesson in that room to a bunch of wonderful people. here's a bunch of them, but I bring this slide up because here's a guy you need to know. The guy right there, Liviu Iorgulescu. I almost want to make you pronounce it. Liviu Iorgulescu. He's a single man. He was converted while we were there in the 90s. He was a young man in his teens. This is 30 years later. He's still single. We're working on that. But he was off his job for the 2 weeks we were there, and he gave us his entire time. That boy translated both lessons on Sunday morning in Bucharest. Then he traveled to Constanza to do the same thing for us over there. He taught at least 9 different Bible studies himself and helped translate stuff into Romanian in the sciences. He was absolutely invaluable. And the other guy right next to him, Alex Otbos, this guy right here, is the one I was just talking about. Alex speaks fluent English, and he's a good translator. And he stayed up, folks, till sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning translating our slides, so you had both Romanian and English on the same slide, and we could be more effective in teaching. It was amazing. And what a group of people. And guess whose house we're in? Bogdan and Diana's. Bogdan's taking the picture. No, there's Bogdan. Bogdan and Diana. This is their house. We were over there at least 3 times. And then we went to Constanza. And what I got to tell you about that is going to be very brief, because I didn't spend much time over there, because we're supporting the work in Bucharest. But there's a group of men in that church that came from an orphanage in Piatra Neamț. They were met by James Hamilton in 1994 when they were still in the orphanage. They were in a tech school, and the rule is when you turn 18, they give you a little bit of money, some clothes for your back, and then kick you out. You're on your own when you turn 18 in Romania, out of an orphanage. And so this group of boys decided they were going to take care of each other. So one of them went to Constanza, to the seacoast port, and looked, stood around at the shipyard and waited like this, looking for a job. They finally said, "You must want a job." He said, "Absolutely." And they put him to work in the hold of a ship doing miserable stuff in the heat. And he lived in a metal container that he found on the shipyard, until he found a deserted house and became a sitter in the house. And he invited all the orphans to come join him. And they lived in that dump for a long time, all the while gathering with the saints, because James had baptized several of those guys in Piatra Neamț. And may I tell you, they turned from the Lord for a while. But these guys are in their 40s now, late 30s. And they are the rocks in the church in Constanza. It's James Hamilton, 2 Timothy 2. So I want to point them out to you here. It's just too good to be true. In this slide, you see this guy right here. His name is Ilie, and that's his wife, Laura, and their 2 kids. Ilie, Laura, and their 2 children. I didn't get their names. Shame on me. But what family in this church is going to adopt this family? He was an orphan. Next slide. Ionuț and Floriodica. This is Ionuț right here and his wife Flori and their son Eric. Eric's 8 years old. He was at every Bible study. Somebody needs to adopt that family. Then here's Doru Luta. That's this guy right here. Doru. We went out to eat afterwards. Doru's kind of like the grandpa, the mama of the crowd. He's never married, but he's a rock. And then here's Ioan. You see this guy and this guy? They're twins. This one never married yet. Ioan Cristescu. And this is Ilie Cristescu. And then the 5th one down here is Iulian Iftime. He was a little younger, but he was part of that group. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there's one missing named Cătălin. There were 6 orphans, folks, that got together, ended up in Constanza. that are now the rocks in the church there. It's a wonderful story. And here are two more Christians. This is Juana Bisetica. That's Juana Church. I have a long story about her, but you'll ask me later. And over here is Rodica Vedada. She was baptized while we were there in the 90s. Still faithful. And here's where they meet. And thankfully, they've been able to raise enough money among themselves to buy a place in that building where they meet. And God be praised. The Lord said, the things you've learned of me among many witnesses, commit to other faithful people who shall be able to teach others also. The field is the world. So what more can I do? I, beloved, ask you for the third time, will you make it a goal of your life to broaden your vision about how you can be involved in the spreading of the gospel? And that's our lesson. Thank you for your careful attention. And if our song leader will come. We have a tradition. Is this thing still on? Okay. We have a tradition, ladies and gentlemen, that at the end of our assemblies here at the Livingston Avenue Church, we sing a song, and we invite anybody in this audience who's ready to become a Christian to come to the front, and one of these two evangelists will take your hand, and they will ask you if you believe it with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if you're ready to confess that, we'll stop everything, and there's water back there. You can't see it, but it's there. Or it'll be there shortly. And you can be baptized before you leave here. And the song is for the purpose of saying, if you're close to doing this and we can encourage you in any way at all, that's what we want to do. So if there's somebody in this audience today in that position, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could baptize you like Kevin was baptized this last week and Kyle the week or so before that? It would be wonderful. And maybe you're just a Christian that wants to come up here and say, I have not broadened my vision like I should. Would you please pray for me to do better? That'd be wonderful. I need that prayer. But whatever you need, if you have something you need to do today, don't let another day go by. Come and be a faithful, strong servant of the most important person that ever lived, who gave his life for you, that you might be forgiven. So, are you ready, song leader? We're going to stand and sing the song. Won't you come?